honest information about living a healthy lifestyle on RadioMD.com. It's time for Naturally Savvy with natural visionary Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis.
Hi, I'm Lisa Davis. Andrea is off today. You know, we all want to be well and stay well, and it's cold and flu season, and darn it, I don't want to get one, so I don't want to get either. So thank goodness we've got the wonderful Ashley Koff, RD. She joins us twice a month, and she always has such great information. Today, we're going to talk about the top three tips to stay healthy now, right this second, right now. Ashley, hello there.
Hello. This is a fun one for me because I was talking to somebody about it the other day and they were like, well, to stay healthy right now, don't you just like have to sit in a bubble? You know, and I was like, well, here's exactly. The thing. Like, if you ask me if I was sitting in a bubble, well, I might stay physically healthy. I'm not even sure. I definitely wouldn't feel healthy because, you know, part of the fun of the holidays is getting to do all the things that we don't necessarily do all year long, you know, and I think one of the challenges that we have right now is we're very aware that all of the different things that are going on can negatively impact our health, either individually or certainly collectively. So I didn't want to be a Debbie Downer on that one and be like, look at what the holiday is doing to you. And I realized there are actually just three things that can keep you so much healthier. And they're actually really doable. So I thought I would just jump into them, unless you, that is that you want to guess. Do you want to guess what they are?
Well, I already know. So
Oh, you already know. Oh, so that's no fun. All right.
Oh, you know what? One that I would have guessed that is on there was sleep. And
okay,
everybody knows sleep, that they listen to me that I am so strict about my sleep.
Yeah.
I'm in bed every night between 8:30 and 9. I mean, there's no exception. I'm a nut. None.
So the
no
thing
exception.
Of it is like I'm not. I wish I could be you, but I just like I'm one of those that I know that things happen, like whether you're traveling or, you know, it's basketball season now for me. So I want to get in bed at 8:30, but I feel like I've got to watch the game. Or, you know, I have relatives who descend on me who don't believe in sleeping at the same time. Or they take my bedroom and I sleep somewhere else. You know, so it's like all of these things happen. But you're 100% right, which is there is no pill, there's no food, there's no exercise, there's no nothing that can replace what sleep can do for you from a health standpoint. So I think one of the things that we have to focus on is how do you get that sleep? So I love your recommendation, which is try to stick with a reasonable bedtime. And I go for 5 out of 7. The rule of the thumb when it comes to sleep is that if you have 3 nights that are not in your routine, that'll throw your sleep cycle completely off. So 1 night, not going to ruin you. You just have to get back up and then maybe take a nap during the day, but try to get back on your sleep cycle. Same thing even if it's 2. So 5 out of 7 nights, you really need to go for that quality. And it really is about quality. It's not just about the amount of hours. So I do things, you guys know I'm a huge fan of magnesium. I take my Natural Calm, like I was joking to someone the other day, I literally like drink my Natural Calm while I'm in a calm bath, and then I probably apply Calm cream, and I'm like, all right, now I'm in bed. Because you know what, all the stress of the holidays we might get into bed, but our brains are still going, right? So that magnesium is going to be a total win. So that's going to be really important for you. And then the other part is to try to do the things during the day that are going to engage your energy or energize you more. And that can include, by the way, eating your sweets or drinking your alcohol. So, you know, I try to do those things earlier if I have the option of doing, let my friends know, they know I'm a huge fan of the holiday lunch. That's when I like to have the like glass of champagne with friends, or we have a dessert, or, you know, we do those sorts of things, because then I know I can get home, have my healthy dinner, and go to bed at a reasonable hour. It's really doing all of this at that, like, you know, 7, 8, 9, 10. But the same thing goes for, you know, trying to get done your holiday cards and all these other things, especially if it means being in front of the computer or multitasking at night. You really want to try to do those things earlier so it doesn't impact your sleep. Okay, so sleep was one of them. The other one is going to be another one of the easiest ones in the entire world, but we forget about it, and especially forget about it as summer goes away. We just are drinking less water. I've been in exercise classes where of recent, so many people are cramping up. And one of the issues is we're just not getting in as much water. You know, we start to turn towards the holiday drinks, whether it's, you know, instead of having maybe in the summer we were good with an iced tea or with an iced coffee, and now we're doing a latte or we're doing a pumpkin spice latte or, you know, all these other things. We also tend to turn towards soups, or if we're eating out during the holiday time period, we tend to get more sodium in. So we also are retaining water, and not, we need to be getting in more water and having it go inside our cells. So water and also potassium, I guess, in that way. But water is so important because our body can't do its detoxification and its general elimination, and it also can't take nutrients where they're supposed to go, i.e. for energy and metabolism and fat burning, if it doesn't have sufficient water. And you don't want to have your body trying to pick which one of those things it does, so because we'll end up losing on that part. So, you know, I always tell people just to, I know there's the old, like, you know, oh, if you're having a glass of wine, have a glass of water with it. I go way more adamant. I have people, you know, I have the 20-ounce glass or the 16-ounce glass, and I tell them, make sure you get four of these in during the day. Really try to focus on your water consumption, as well as vegetables and other things that are water-based for that. And then the third one, I thought I would do something fun. A lot of years I talk about mushrooms and their benefit for immune support, and I love them, but they actually don't work as immediate as my next one does. So my next one is a berry. And, you know, we often hear about, you know, especially whether it's anti-inflammatory and all this other stuff, we hear about the benefits of berries. But elderberry has this amazing history. I remember actually the first time I had elderberry, you know, called Zambuca or Zambucol, was when I was living overseas in sixth grade, and I just fell in love with it. I happen to love black licorice, so I will preface the fact that I love the syrups that are made with elderberry that sort of have that taste. But what's really important about elderberry is it actually engages the whole spectrum of your body's immune system and can really work very quickly to keep you healthy and to cut off the, like, that first bit of, like, you know, the initial cough, especially if you're in, you know, staying somewhere and maybe the heater's running for the first time or for a long time and you're just, you know, you're feeling it. And it's also great for your kids, but especially if something, you want to make sure that your elderberry doesn't have alcohol in there, especially if it's one for kids, but I also prefer for us. So there are two different ways you can get quality elderberry. Please look for organic, which means that you're getting the berries as they are meant to grow, not just that you're not getting toxins sprayed on them, but we know that when berries are allowed to grow in nature without having a pesticide or an herbicide sprayed on them, they get more of those potent phytonutrients, the antioxidants, because those deep, dark colors are actually those are where all of those phytonutrient properties are. So you really want to go for organic. And the second part is in both the liquid form or in a capsule that is doing the extraction properly, you're going to get super highly concentrated amounts. So normally I would say, you know, eat a bowl of blueberries, eat a bowl of blackberries. Here I'm saying actually take the elderberry supplement, either in a liquid form. I love Gaia's for that. And then in the capsule form, I always travel with my new chapter, Immune Take Care. And both of those are going to give you just great options from an immune health standpoint.
I was about to ask you to tell us what kind, because it's so helpful to be able to go to the store armed with the information. I love that. And that's why I love having you on, because not only are you just a powerhouse when it comes to resources, but you're all about quality. You're a qualitarian, which I love. I call myself a whole fooditarian. I want to steal your qualitarian, but I won't.
It's not stealing it. It's like, I'm just looking for more friends. So you could be a whole food qualitarian. How about that?
Woo-hoo!
I love it. And I probably like nobody is that. So it maintains your individual, you know, aura too, so you can feel that way.
Yes.
But you know, you're absolutely right. And one of the challenges that I have is, like, the challenge I have is for my own self. I love those, like, black elderberry candies that I find in a store, but they're really like candy with a little black elderberry. Look, that can be okay, but one of the things we know about this season is we're already getting in the sugar. So the sugar is actually it's not helping our immune system. So what I'm looking for is and there is a little bit of sugar in this syrup, in an elderberry syrup, that's fine, but what we don't want to be doing is we want to be getting the potent amount of the elderberry if you're using it for that specific purpose. So yeah, enjoy.
This goes by way too fast. You can definitely follow Ashley. She's fantastic, at Ashley Koff. You can also check her out, her website, ashleykoffapproved.com. So glad you're listening to Naturally Savvy. You can follow us at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy and on Facebook. And just have a healthy water, sleep, elderberry. Just repeat that over and over. Water, sleep, elderberry.